From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The nation's unemployment rate is holding steady at 9.5%, but the Labor Department says there was a net loss of 131,000 jobs in July as temporary Census Bureau employees finished their work. NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York says a key number in the report is hiring by private sector employees, and he says 71,000 jobs were added in that sector.
That is tepid job growth. Definitely we're adding jobs, just not at the rate that we need to keep up with population growth. We still have 14.6 million unemployed and 6.6 million long-term unemployed. There were some good things in the report. The length of the average work week was up a bit, but on balance, it was somewhat disappointing.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. Economist Mark Zandi says job growth right now remains anemic.
The economy is creating jobs, which is a plus, but it's not creating enough jobs to bring down unemployment. And until unemployment starts moving south in a definitive way, I don't think we can conclude that the coast is clear.
At the White House, the president's top economic advisor, Christina Romer, says it's important not to read too much into any one monthly employment report. Romer has announced she's leaving the White House to return to her position as an economics professor at the University of California, Berkeley. South Korea is agreeing to boost wages for North Koreans working at a factory park that's jointly run by the two countries. From Seoul, Dwali Saikau Tao reports each employee will now get a 5% raise in their monthly salary.
A spokesman for Seoul's unification ministry said South Korean companies agreed to the wage hike, increasing the monthly income for each North Korean worker to about $60.78. North Korea since last year demanded a higher increase for its 40,000-plus workers at Kaesong, but following the deadly sinking of the Cheonan warship and large-scale military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, the North has accepted the latest pay raise. For 6 years now, some 140 South Korean factories have been operating in this special industrial zone inside North Korea. There are fears the complex could shut down if tension continues to worsen between the North and South. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao in Seoul.
The top of BP's runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is now sealed with cement, setting the stage for the so-called bottom kill of the well from the point where it will be intersected by a relief well below the sea floor. In Louisiana, Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says the work of dealing with the damage caused by the spill is far from finished.
Everything that we eat, the energy that we use, so much of it is focused here in the Gulf. America needs a restored Gulf.
Mabus says the government is committed to the long-term restoration of the Gulf area. Wall Street stocks are down on the employment report, the Dow off 117 points at this hour. This is NPR News from Washington. Flash flooding triggered by heavy rain has killed at least 88 people and injured hundreds of others in a remote mountainous region of Kashmir. Police and military forces are rescuing people stranded by the rising water. Some of the structures there are made of mud and stone and are very vulnerable to flooding. The high desert area normally gets very little rainfall. The CEO of the Target chain of retail stores is telling employees he's genuinely sorry that the company made a big contribution to help a conservative candidate running for governor of Minnesota. NPR's Peter Overby says the apology comes after protests from employees, customers, and activist groups.
Target's money supported Republican Tom Emmer for his pro-business ideology, but it also bought his outspoken position against gay marriage, a problem for the Minnesota-based company, which makes a point of embracing diversity. After protests in Minnesota and nationally, CEO Greg Steinhoffel now has an apology. Company spokeswoman Lisa Michaud says the company is reaching out to Target employees and customers.
We're sorry that the contribution had an unintended effect, and we're looking for ways to do better by them in the future.
The company says it will organize a conference on diversity, and it will review the way it decides on making political contributions. But Michaud wouldn't say Target will stop supporting Emmer for governor. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The state-owned phone company in Saudi Arabia is reportedly starting to block messages from being sent or received on BlackBerry mobile devices. The BBC reporting BlackBerry users in Saudi Arabia saying some service is suspended today. BlackBerry messages are encrypted, and Saudi Arabia is one of several countries expressing concern that could hinder anti-terrorism efforts. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.